You are listening to a special episode of the Confessions of a Clairvoyant Housewife podcast with Cindy Goldenberg. Whether this is your first episode or you've been with us since our first episode, we thank you for listening. And now, Cindy Goldenberg.
Hello, everyone. This is Cindy Goldenberg. Like you, I too am beside myself during these times of watching this unfair, horrific, frightening situation in Ukraine. And today I wanted to talk about creating the intention to have peace in Ukraine. I wanted to create a powerful affirmation and prayer and intention to create peace for Ukraine and for all the surrounding countries and for all the people who are displaced, the refugees, and the citizens who are fighting for their country, and for ourselves as well. When we are constantly bombarded with such a unhealthy discourse, with a situation where we are obviously upset, but we feel helpless. Yes, we can donate funds and money, and yes, we can support a lot of the organizations that are helping the people during this time. But it is hard to live in harmony and feel balanced when we are so splintered with rage and sorrow and fear and angst and constant daily frustration. So what I want to share with you is a technique of a way to focus on a certain envisioning through creating not only peace, but serenity and bliss for Ukraine and for all of us through a specific intention of forgiveness. Now, some of you may say, I'm not going to forgive anything about this situation. I'm not going to forgive Putin. I'm not going to forgive the Russians. I'm not going to forgive this political party or that political party or people that don't do this or that they do this. I'm really not talking about that. If you can just step aside and let go of the mind chatter and the news and center yourself in a way where it's okay to feel these scattered emotions, but if you can get calm and centered and breathe through them to get to the point of connection to all that is, to our higher power, to God, to angels, to that part of us that is all-knowing and eternal. And so when I use these words like love and harmony and serenity, of course we can visualize a peaceful day at a lake or a beach or seeing a sunset or walking our dog or listening to music, noticing a mountain range, or whatever it is that brings us joy and a calm peace within. And that is all good, but what I'm talking about is that with a purpose and intention of capturing and knowing that this physical and metaphysical vibration of love that exists in all things that God, our Creator, made, that we are only targeting that part of everyone and every situation, no matter how horrific, no matter how murderous, no matter how frightening and unfair it is, that we go through the fear and through the present reality to the eternal one that God made. In other words, He made us all from love. In truth, we are only love and all the synonyms that go along with it. The bliss, the elation, the peace, the knowing. So in order to do that, in order to get from A to B, we can invite that part of us that knows how to target forgiveness towards anyone or any situation. But it does not mean that we are condoning anything or anyone that is not of the highest good. And obviously, with a war and a conflict going on, we are not forgiving this act and acts of war and a war criminal and saying, it's okay, I'll let you by this time. I know you didn't really mean it. So that's not how I'm using this intention. Instead, if you can think about what it is that you can set aside for just a moment and make room for that natural innate knowing, that natural bliss. So in this prayer, I want to give you a little background on forgiveness. Now with me, 25 years ago, when I incorporated it, it wasn't in a biblical sense or saying, I forgive and God is love, and that's all true. But instead, I got frustrated, and when I would read books or I'd go to lectures or just afternoon talks, I would hear the word, forgive yourself, start over, the holy instant. In that moment, you can choose again, redirect, you're off target. And that is the kind of forgiveness I'm talking about. In other words, I started to write and say, I forgive myself, dear God, or I forgive myself, angels, for forgetting how great I am, for forgetting that you made me sensitive and loving and delicate. Forgive myself for thinking I had to carry this burden by myself. Forgive me for not surrendering it to you. In other words, I used forgiveness as a tool, kind of like a utensil. We can eat with a fork or we can use a spoon. And obviously, having liquids or yogurt, a spoon is more effective. So if we can really be specific in what it is that we are delegating to make room for miracles, we can create and we can anchor a new perspective and a new reality. Now, this may sound a little far-fetched or a little woo-woo, a little out there, but science has proven that we are in many multiple dimensions at once, and that we have the ability through our mind is our witness, but we have the ability through our co-creating intention to envision the reality that we would love to receive, that we want to see and experience. And we do that through envisioning. So I'd like to share with you a quote from A Course in Miracles. And it says, "Forgiveness is unknown in heaven, where the need for it would be inconceivable. However, in this world, forgiveness is a necessary correction for all the mistakes that we have made. To offer forgiveness is the only way for us to have it, for it reflects the law of heaven that giving and receiving are the same. Forgiveness is the means by which we will remember. Through forgiveness, the thinking of the world is reversed. The forgiven world becomes the gate of heaven." And so, as I would read things like this, I would start to, like I say, incorporate it and write it down and journal and think of ways I could forgive myself or my perceptions or my beliefs or other people that hurt me. And it didn't mean that I said, "It's okay that you hurt me." Instead, I would write down a lot of swear words. "You effing blankety blank blank blank. I can't stand you and you hurt me. And it's really hard for me to conceptualize or figure out why you did what you did. So I am going to delegate this to a higher power. But the part of you that God made that is beautiful like that sunset, the part of you that is so enchanting like that candlelight, or sweet and pure as my baby, or loving and unconditional as my dog, that part of you I send love and light and forgiveness to. But the rest is not my concern. The rest I let go, and I forgive myself for thinking I had to hold on to that." So when I started to incorporate this way of thinking, instantly I saw auras, instantly I heard voices, instantly I felt higher spirit energy, and I have been clairvoyant and taught these practices ever since for the last 25 years. I'd like to share from my book that I wrote 10, 12 years ago, Forgiveness, the Divine Connection. I wrote about these concepts because even though I journaled and I took dictation and I could hear angels' voices and stories and I made all these notes, after a couple years I put them all together and I saw this common theme of forgiveness is this and forgiveness is that. So it isn't like I just wrote down and decided to talk about forgiveness. I would channel things about myself or my own future, the passing of my father. Didn't say he's going to die on a certain day, but it was very poetic to write about, for instance, a ski trip and what it would feel like to be softly gliding over the powdered snow. And after that, your father will go to sleep. And sure enough, after a ski trip, about 2 weeks later, he died. So as I looked through all my notes and I compiled them, I wrote this book about forgiveness. And then as I did, I kept hearing more sound bites. And so in this one chapter, I am saying what I just told you. Like, if you can look at someone and imprint a baby or a child or someone you know or your pet or something, a lovely experience, a ski trip, a vacation, your parents or anything loving, and imprint that over the person that is hurting or bothering you or the situation or the war or the conflict, then you can hold the intention of light towards that rose or towards that child or towards that pet. And in that chapter, I wrote that you can send forgiveness to anyone by saying something like this: "I am not willing to hold on to your creation. I am tired of reacting to you and your choices now and forever. As I send forgiveness to you, I intend that you become aware of your God-given, intelligent, divine light. I forgive you for forgetting this, and I forgive myself for forgetting this too. I surrender you, your situation, and my memory of you to a higher power. You are not my responsibility. So I forgive you, and I let you go. And I would say that, and I still do often while driving and with a lot of people that I've had in my life, including people that I'm related to, and it helps. It doesn't make everything perfect, but it makes it clear, and it makes them self-correct. So as we're going to send this light of God's love to Ukraine and everyone involved, we surrender and let go of the outcome or the expectation of how it's going to work. We just hold the faith that it will. Another part of my book, I wrote about after my father died, and it was before I had his funeral. And one day, it was late in the afternoon, and the kids were calling me, and we were going to watch TV, our favorite show. And I thought, okay, wait a minute. I have to sit down and write. I had this urge to write. And once I started typing, I heard and felt that it was my father. But it wasn't my dad like the dad I knew. It wasn't the gregarious clown and the fun person. It was the higher part of himself. And it was so poetic. I knew it was him, and I knew he was with me in the room. But I wrote like 5 pages of what it's like from his heavenly perspective. So I won't read you all 5 pages, but I wanted you to read just here one part. I wanted to share just one part with you. There are bluffs with giant oceans 10 times higher and more crystal than you can ever imagine. You can stand on the edge of these rocks and see the heavens from many universal points of view. It is truly spectacular. And in one instant, there will be a whale with a luminescent figure drawn above in the sky, creating what you call miracles, ready to fall upon the earth. And like a gentle breeze, they are manufactured and placed within a child's reach. And like water when thirsty, they are there when you are ready. Imagine yourself on the rim of the moon, sitting and hearing the skyscrapers peel the night sky with sounds like heralding eagles. Everything carries sound, and the intent to forgive is the loudest. Like soft urching, like cries of a bird, the forgiveness sounds are instantly rescued. From this, granted wishes are automatically made, manifesting a different reality within an instant. And so it goes on, but to find that passage, I thought, it's true. And I remembered when I first sat down, I knew it was my father because his first words were, "Your forgiveness was here waiting for me." So it does create sound and a scene that is truly heavenly. And then another quote I wanted to share with you is from Marianne Williamson and her book, Everyday Grace. She speaks about utilizing our spiritual power by blessing others and having the determination to see through the fear and darkness. And she says, "Bless those who do us harm as well as those who do good, for any judgment blocks the light and keeps miracles at bay. Becoming emotionally reactive when we are confronted with darkness only serves to keep the darkness alive. Reacting to fear with fear merely feeds the fear. We do look at the darkness, yet we deny its power over us. Our function is not to ignore the darkness, but to transform it by becoming the light. Positive denial is the denial of the power of darkness by knowing that only the light is the ultimate reality. And this light is our Christ consciousness. You can use it in the biblical sense, as in Jesus Christ, or Christ as the Greek word Christos, which is divine intelligence. And so I'd like to have you take a breath and center yourself and be calm and think of lovely things that you enjoy or people in your life and focus on that as I say these words. I surrender all fear, anger, and despair to you, God, knowing that these thoughts and feelings are not meant to be carried by me. Instead, I anchor love, the love I have in my heart, for my children, for my pets, for the people I love, for the peace on earth. You made me from love. And I recognize that's who I truly am. All those eternal real traits and feelings that I have are those that you made in me. And I now recognize this love as all-powerful. It is transmuting and capable of dismantling, dissolving, and clearing out all that is destructive, evil, hurtful, and horrific in the world. Holding this intention of your love, of my love, of our love, collectively and individually, I anchor this forgiveness and miracle-minded potential by targeting and sending it to Ukraine and all the surrounding countries. Targeting and anchoring it for all of those refugees, all of those soldiers, everyone who is helping, including us. I also collectively and individually send this love and awareness of peace and higher potential of miracle minds and forgiveness to all of those who cannot feel this, to those who cause the pain and destruction. I ask you to use me as a conduit of light in sending this love and peace and forgiveness to Ukraine. I envision peace in Ukraine and the surrounding countries. I envision peace and blue skies, freedom, fresh flowers, birds singing, people laughing, happy children, families that are together. I envision this golden light that is your power, our miracle-minded forgiveness and love. Saturate the entire country of Ukraine and all of those displaced, helping and aiding, as well as those who cannot see this in themselves. I blanket, along with you, God, this beautiful light in beautiful different colors of the rainbow, from frosty pink to spiritual, loving, deep blue to the healing green of the heart chakras to white Christ consciousness light that removes all darkness to everyone in Ukraine and the surrounding countries, to everyone who is displaced, to everyone who is hurting, and to all of those who cannot find it in themselves. I only target those people who are ignorant, hurtful, and toxic. I target only that part that you made, God. Not their ego, not their choices, not their behavior. Only the part that you made, which is beautiful and internal, light and love. Collectively, I envision all these people in Ukraine, peaceful and happy. I envision these people who are the destructive, hurtful, horrific criminals. I imprint them with visions of the babies and the pets and the beauty that you made on top of anyone who is incapable of knowing and seeing your light within them. I envision this love and this beautiful golden light, this violet light from all over the world that joins me and you with the love that you put inside me, sending this powerful self-correcting light. I affirm that there is peace. I affirm that Ukraine is peaceful. I affirm that Ukraine is serene. I affirm that everyone in the Ukraine and the surrounding countries lives in harmony, in beauty, in freedom. I, along with everyone, am guided and healed and loved and provided for, especially all of those in Ukraine, from Ukraine, and surrounding areas. I send this love and this consciousness of your power and potential as forgiveness to all involved, both destructive and loving. I do not address or recognize any ego, only that part that you made. And I send this specifically with intention to transmute all fear and destruction permanently, now and in all ways of time. There is only peace in Ukraine, in the surrounding countries, and it radiates throughout the world. There is only love in Ukraine and the surrounding countries and throughout the world. There is only compassion and respect and joy and harmony and peace. All conflict, fear, and anger and frustration is now corrected by you, God. There is only peace. All is forgiven. We are forgiven. I am forgiven. Angels surround all of us now, and angels of comfort surround all those people who are displaced. And your power and your love becomes tangible and evidenced now. We are provided for by you. There is peace in Ukraine that radiates now throughout the world. All is forgiven now and in all ways of time. and I thank you. Amen. 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 And with this intention, carry this awareness that you always have the ability to target the light, especially into the dark, and that you are always heard, and that any loving, pure intention is never wasted. Have faith and trust. I thank you, and God bless you, and God bless all of us at this time.
You have been listening to a special episode of the Confessions of a Clairvoyant Housewife podcast with Cindy Goldenberg. To learn more or stay connected, be sure to visit www.cindygoldenberg.com.